What about the issue of using biologics, and particularly biologics during the chemo radiation therapy?
Needs to be looked at carefully. I think we have a lot of concerns about the epidermal growth factor receptor inhibitors, and that was another one of the big abstracts that came out yesterday with, well, not new, but sort of confirmatory data from Karen Kelly's earlier presentation of the SWOG-023 study, which added maintenance gefitinib, and it was a randomized question, after the cisatopicide radiation docetaxel regimen. And we had seen the initial results 2 years ago showing that, if anything, the gefitinib was increasing toxicity, and she pretty much showed not necessarily increasing toxicity, but not improving survival. And we saw that again, where there was a definite detriment in overall survival for those who got the gefitinib. Primarily, it seemed like due to increased secondary cancers, which is hard to explain, not so much the toxicity issue. They weren't looking at giving the drug with concurrent chemotherapy radiation. That has been done in some smaller trials without a lot of increased toxicity, but there's no hint that it's really helping in survival. We don't have any big trials yet or even published results with adding in the angiogenesis inhibitors, but certainly toxicity concerns have been raised, and legitimately so, causing some of the trials to be stopped at least temporarily. So I think we do want to be looking at adding the targeted agents, but I don't know which ones to go after.
What about cetuximab?
The initial data from that looks intriguing. Again, it's too early to really say anything, and that certainly hasn't been highlighted too much yet. There were some posters.
Getting back to that 0023 study, looking at gefitinib, I was always trying to figure out, sort of from the sidelines, whether or not, when you think about, was this really a detrimental effect of the gefitinib, or could it have been numbers? I mean, there wasn't an enriched population that they were looking at.
Right.
Any more information about whether or not this could have just been statistical play as opposed to some kind of actual counterproductive effect?
Be very hard to be statistical polite with that big of a difference.
What are some of the speculations as to what's going on?
Well, there's a concern that perhaps there's some change that happens with the radiation and the chemotherapy beforehand that is somehow making cells more sensitive, normal cells more sensitive to the EGFR inhibition that might be somehow leading to neoplastic changes. I mean, it's all hand-waving at this point, but that is certainly one of the possibilities.